So, when did counseling stop being about problem solving?
Well, not anymore.
Introducing solution-focused counseling
with the Unlicensed Counselor.
And now, here's your host, Steve Moak.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Unlicensed Counselor. My name is Steve Moak. I am the Unlicensed Counselor and, as always, so grateful to be here on this beautiful, getting warm, sunny Scottsdale, Arizona day. I think we're going to get hit with about 90 degrees this week, so we're finally getting ready to turn that corner. But, hey, so happy to be here. It's just so fun. It's really the highlight of my week when I get to walk into the studio. I get to sit down with my friends who help produce the show and are always so kind and always give me some interesting ideas as we're getting ready for the show as well, too. But to have an interesting topic that I wanted to dig into this week, and we were even talking pre-show, it's like maybe this one could have gone under the vices, but it's really the idea of expectations. And let me come out and be the first one to say I am terrible at this. You know, I tend to have a lot of expectations of people, and by having those expectations, I often get frustrated and frustrated quickly or easily, and then my mood is off because I set up expectations that I should have never had in the first place. So I thought today we'd dig into potentially, you know, what are some pros of expectations? What are some cons of expectations? And then maybe a little list on how to help manage expectations going forward as well, too. So I think it's an interesting topic and one that I know that we're going to encounter. Maybe you do it a little bit better than I, but I want to share a little bit about how I have unsuccessfully done that. And then hopefully share a little bit about how you can successfully navigate expectations in your life as well, too. But before we get started, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors, as always, starting with our friends at ShareTech. Go to BetterDrugTest.com. BetterDrugTest.com is where you can pick up your at-home drug or alcohol screen. This is what the leading treatment centers and outpatient programs in the country tell their clients and families to use when they discharge and when they go home. Why? It's because it's the most accurate drug test available on the market. This is a test that you perform from the privacy of your own home but gets sent into a lab for the most comprehensive results. It tests for over 100 substances, including alcohol, including kratom, including a lot of other things that they continue to add to the panel as new drugs become available and that need to be tested for as well. So go to BetterDrugTest.com. And again, as always, a big thank you to our friends over there as well, too. Next up, I always like to plug the nonprofit work that we're doing as well, too, and that is the StopStartsHere.org. The campaign is called Hard Stop. This is bold and edgy youth drug abuse prevention. It's something that we're passionate about. I co-founded this organization. You know, there was kind of what I think is an old way of doing youth drug prevention, which is the assembly and Just Say No and things like that. We are really focused on social media messaging directly to kids and some parent messaging as well, too, to hopefully make an impact because we believe that there is no such thing as safe drug use. Go to thestopstartshere.org. And last but not least, I always like to plug, you know, follow us on the Unlicensed Counselor and all the social channels. Really still trying to build up that YouTube channel as well. Starting to post more content, posting all of the podcast episodes, posting shorts and new content that we're constantly creating and rolling out as well, too. So give us a follow. And if you want to actually shoot me an email, steve@theunlicensedcounselor.com as well, too. If you want to disagree with me or have some thoughts, maybe I missed something, shoot me a note. Let's talk about it. I respond to all the emails personally. So, okay, so, you know, back to the topic du jour, right? So let's talk about expectations. You know, these are really beliefs or anticipations of what you think should happen in the future that's based on past experiences or social norms or personal desires, right? These can range from small-scale expectations to anticipating a certain outcome from a day's work or to larger life goals such as vision, career achievements, or personal relationships, right? So, you know, there really are some pros and cons to having expectations. And I actually went ahead and found a couple quotes, and I'll weave these in as I kind of talk about expectations as well today. But there are a lot of quotes around this, and there's a couple that I thought were pretty good. You know, I'll start with this one. Expectation is the root of all heartache. So that was actually our friend Bill Shakespeare. And expectation is the root of all heartache. So to me, it has taken me a long time to learn that because I go into, and I'll speak again from personal experience, what I like to do, especially in relationships, right, is I have these expectations that this person knows me, this person understands me, you know, almost as if they should be, you know, knowing what I'm thinking without even having me say it, right? And when I enter into a relationship and I start feeling and thinking that way and that person doesn't respond or behave necessarily in that way, all of a sudden I'm feeling less than, not heard, you know, frustrated, irritable. Shouldn't they know? Shouldn't they? This kind of thing. And all of a sudden, I'm the one frustrated, but they didn't do anything wrong. They were just behaving how they should be. But I was placing these unspoken expectations on top of this person, and they were not meeting those expectations. And then I walk away feeling frustrated, angry, irritable, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just something to keep in mind if you're somebody like me that's maybe had, you know, a little dust up with expectations over the course of your life. And there's other areas outside of a relationship where this certainly comes into play as well, too. But I'll reference a lot of mine in terms of kind of family dynamics in relationship. But let's talk about what some pros of expectations could be, of having some expectations as well, right? So how about motivation and direction, right? So expectations can serve as a motivational force, right? So pushing individuals to work towards their goals and aspirations. So I think it's good that, you know, I expect myself to give 100% effort whenever I'm at the gym, whether I'm at work, whether I'm doing presentations, you know, whatever it is, like I like to place expectations on myself. And I do think that's different than kind of placing unset expectations onto another person as well, too, because if you're not telling that person maybe what those expectations are, how are they supposed to know that they're not even fulfilling those, or how would they even go about attempting to do so, right? So number two on the pro of having some expectations are standards and accountability, right? They establish standards of excellence, a guiding behavior, and ensuring accountability in personal and professional settings, right? You know, this is obviously very common in a work environment as well. Look, this is your job responsibilities, your duty. This is what I expect. These are number of hours, the number of calls. This is the revenue targets that we have, whatever it is. Like, it is appropriate to have expectations. But again, those are usually documented. Those are agreed to. Those are stated. And I think those are healthy things to give people kind of milestones to kind of walk down and make sure that they're trying to get to. So in that sense, expectations are a positive thing. Also, number three on my list is I had planning and preparedness, right? So expectations can help in planning for all future, allowing individuals to prepare for what's ahead and make informed decisions. You know, again, some positive to expectations for being able to make sure that you can plan for the future as well, too. If I know that there's a trip that I want to take and I have an expectation of being able to pay for all these things and how I can set my life up to make sure that I achieve all those things, again, an appropriate use of expectations as well, too. And the last thing that I had on the pros of having expectations or, you know, it's a good area for feedback and growth. You know, they provide a basis for feedback, which enables individuals to assess their progress and areas of improvements, right? So if I have these expectations, you know, now I can be getting some feedback along the way and hopefully can be enable me to kind of grow along as well, too. So I think there's just some areas expectations kind of get thought of negatively a lot of time. And there's a lot of other schools of thoughts on having super high expectations. But in my personal experience, I have found that when I lower my expectations a little bit, I tend to go about life in a much more positive and kind of well-mannered kind of way. Because, getting to the cons list now, you know, the disappointment and stress, right? So unrealistic or unmet expectations can lead to disappointment, stress, sense of failure, and affecting my mental health, right? This is something that I run into all the time, and it just leads to frustration. Let's just take a step outside of relationships and things like that, too. Whether I get into the airport and my expectation is to not have somebody with their bare feet and their seat on the back of me, or not be dressed in, you know, their pajamas that they just walked out of bed and carrying, you know, just I have these expectations of what things should be, quote unquote, and then I'm just kind of frustrated and irritated when I walk around and this person's walking down the aisle with their bare feet or putting their feet up or doing some other gross thing. I would argue that those are, you know, reasonable, good social norms, but my expectation is that they shouldn't be happening. Now they're happening, and now I'm frustrated. So again, kind of managing my expectations in that sense so I'm not the one left feeling disappointed, stressed, anxious, and all that kind of stuff. Another con of having the expectation is that rigidity and resistance to change, right? So high expectations can make individuals rigid and resistant to change, limiting their adaptability and potential opportunities. Yeah, I definitely can feel and internalize this one a little bit as well, too. You know, having these high expectations, you know, I'm not going to say I think that I'm right a lot of times, but I often will feel that, you know, maybe my thoughts or my experiences may be the better way to do things. And if I'm a little too rigid in these things and my expectations are high like that, I don't know if I'm going to be the one that's going to really change off those. And again, that could potentially lead me to some of those frustrating experiences as well, too. So number three, relationship strain. You know, this is a big one in terms of how I view and think about expectations, right? So if they're uncommunicated, right, or unrealistic, these constrain relationships and lead to misunderstandings and conflicts. And then I'll even take my notes further, constantly, right? Because I have just lived a life where I had expectations that I was not communicating out to people, and then getting frustrated when they weren't meeting those expectations. You know, when you say it out loud in front of a microphone to a podcast of thousands of people that listen to this weekly, it's going, well, you sound kind of sound like an idiot, Steve. A little bit. I came out at the start of the show and said I wasn't very good at the expectations part of this thing, but I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, look, this is one that I'm still working on. And it's really the unspoken part. I don't know why in my personal life I have these expectations that actually may be considered fairly realistic if you were to communicate them, to then place them on somebody and not have them have any idea what you're thinking kind of behind the scenes is wildly unfair and really borderline inappropriate, and then leads to fights and different things like that. So, you know, it'd really be a good thought experiment for me to kind of internalize, like, how did I even... why do I expect people to be able to mind read, or why do I have those expectations kind of that person as well, too? Especially since, okay, my expectation is for you to be on time to our daughter's soccer game. You've never been on time to it, so why would my expectation now be that you would now start showing up on time? And why not, instead of storming off, being frustrated, angry, and pissed, be like, hey, you know, it hurts my feelings, or it makes me feel, you know, unimportant when you can't make sure that you can get to the 9 o'clock a.m. soccer game on time and not have her miss that. You know, so a lot to unpack there, but something that I've seen show up in my life. And so hopefully maybe you can take a peek in your life and see if that's popping its ugly head as well, too. And the last con that I have on this is pretty straightforward, too. And con in terms of having expectations, it's just happiness and contentment. Right? You know, focusing too much on future expectations can detract from appreciating the present moment. This leads to dissatisfaction and a perpetual state of wanting more. I mean, look, I embody that 100%. You know, I am thinking, you know, a step ahead and focusing on that future of what it should be, what it should be, what it should be. This is how I would do it. This is how I think is the better way. And, you know, it sucks you out of the here and now. And when I'm doing that, and I'm much better at being present these days, but it's still challenging when you're kind of stuck in that expectations and kind of projecting that next thing into the future. So it's something that I have really had to focus on myself, because, you know, the biggest eye opener was what it's detracting from me, right? It's detracting from my own happiness. It's detracting from my contentment. And I don't want to walk around being frustrated, angry, and irritable because I'm constantly having these unmet expectations in my life. I mean, doesn't that sound like a miserable way to go through life? I mean, you would think it would be wildly unhappy, and I'm not, but I am recognizing that's an area where I can use a lot of improvement. So, you know, if anybody else is out there is thinking about this or find themselves constantly going, like, what are you doing? Like, take a minute, check your expectations, and let's think about maybe, you know, rethinking how or communicating them out clearly into whatever the situation it is as well, too. Okay, so we've got the good, we've got the bad around what expectations are. How can we start to manage these expectations more effectively so we can reduce our stress, we can improve relationships, and how about just enhancing overall happiness altogether? So, you know, some people call these life hacks. I just call them tips, tricks. At the Unlicensed Counselor, I like to give kind of tangible little things that you can hear this podcast and put into play today when you walk out the door or after you get out of the car and you get home and you're talking to your family or kids or whatever, right? So let's just mow down a list of these as well, too. So number one is just adjust your perspective, right? Acknowledge that uncertainty is just a part or a way of your life. Be open to change and understand that not everything will go according to plan, right? It sounds easy, tough to implement. You know, I would even also add, you know, give a little grace here and there as well, too. Give a little empathy, a little extra understanding. I have found in my own life, it's like trying to see it from their point of view a little bit more, giving them a little extra grace, even though they, you know, maybe you think that they should have thought it a certain way or should be, you know, just give that little bit extra. And I find that my happiness goes up when I give a little bit more graces too. And then I adjust my perspective as well. So little things like that can actually help you live a little bit happier life as well too. Number two, let's make sure that we're setting realistic expectations, right? You know, let's make sure that the things that your expectations are around are realistic. I mean, if you're walking around thinking that your son or daughter is going to have great manners, or your wife's going to be on time for everything, or they're going to get great grades, and you're going to keep getting raise after raise, and the market's going to do well, and blah, 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 you're setting yourself up for some type of unhappiness along the way, because those things aren't just going to go, you know, life just doesn't constantly tick in an upward pattern. It drops, it goes backwards, it does some loop-de-loops and all kinds of weirdness in your life. So make sure that your expectations around the things that you have in your life are realistic, right? And not some little picture perfect thing that you have in your head that candidly is never really going to go that way, which ultimately will lead you to being a frustrated person at many different points in your life. So think about setting realistic expectations along the way. Number three on the list, prioritize and focus, right? So let's concentrate on what truly matters to you. By prioritizing and channeling your energy towards kind of the most fulfilling things and the most important expectations and goals, I think you're going to find that this enhances your sense of achievement in life and also your happiness in life too. So maybe not have expectations around everything that's going on in your world, and maybe kind of narrow some of that expectation window in your own life and see how that could impact and shift some of this and how you view and feel things as well too, right? Number four, communicate clearly, right? Again, this is probably where I was the biggest, you know, guilty party here, is not communicating any of these expectations clearly and expecting my significant other to be a mind reader as well. Any relationship or teamwork, make sure that your expectations are communicated clearly to avoid misunderstandings and disappointment. Obviously, I feel like most of us do a pretty good job of that in like the work sense. You know, you have a job, duties, requirements, hours, vacation days, all that kind of stuff that goes along with it. But then when we get into family systems, family structures, personal relationships, We don't have those kind of documented things or conversations where we come together and get super clear on these things. And I think that's a missed opportunity for all of us to really get together and communicate clearly around what our expectations are, if it's cleaning the house or when we do dinner or when we go on trips or what type of trips. Otherwise, if you're not communicating around this, everything's just always going to be one-off. And you'll probably just walk around feeling, this isn't exactly how I thought it would be. Right? But have you put the time into it to communicate clearly about what you want? And then make sure you're listening to what your other half is saying as well, too. Really important points. And again, it's going to set you up for a greater sense of happiness. Number five on the list, let's practice some flexibility, right? So be adaptable in adjusting your expectations based on new information, experiences, and changes in your circumstance, right? This resilience can help, can help you navigate your life's unpredictability more smoothly. Right. So I haven't always been the most flexible person in my life. And I have found that as I've given a little more grace, like I started to say, and become a little bit more flexible. And I do this ahead of time, especially when we're going on like family trips and stuff like that, where it's like, okay, all right, we got a lot of different personalities. We got a lot of dominant kind of things in our family. I'm like, let's go into this ahead of time. Let's put the mindset on of being flexible, more accommodating, and just kind of check it before we even get there. Don't even let myself kind of get to the airport and start, you know, trying to think, I want to do it this way, I want to do it that way, or this way or the other. Start to check those things in that mentality ahead of time. And I find that I think that you will find your level of happiness kind of increase as you're going into a trip or something like that as well, too. And number six, what would be an unlicensed counselor episode without talking about mindfulness and gratitude, right? So engage in more practices like mindfulness and maintaining those gratitude journals to focus on the present and appreciate what you already have, right? This shift in focus can significantly alter how you manage expectations. So for me personally, this is where, drum roll please, hot yoga comes in for me. You know, I was there this morning. I spent an hour, you know, I do my practice and I enjoy that. But what I get out of it is just kind of a little bit of time to think or just lightly think about some things as they kind of come through my head. And it just allows me to be present a little bit more in a life versus just kind of scattered. When I walk out of there, my whole life will be there. Things will still be going on with the ex-wife, the kids, work, all that kind of stuff. You know, it never fails that all of that stuff will be there. So try and take a few moments and find that it doesn't have to be a gratitude journal. Just find that moment when the sun is setting and you're looking up, or your daughter's holding your hand or something like that, and you can smile and just be like, you know what, this, you know, life's not all that bad, right? And just pause in that and kind of soak in that for a little bit. And I find that, you know, there's just a lot of joy that can come from little stuff like that, right? So number seven, practice self-compassion and celebrate the small wins, right? Be kind to yourself. You know, when your expectations aren't met, and recognize that there's going to be some small achievements along the way. And let's kind of keep that positive mindset going and that growth kind of going as well, too. You know, these are ways that you can start to help manage your expectations and just finding little wins along the way, and go easy on yourself. And I'm guilty of this as well, too. It's just, if it's not going exactly how I want it, I'm riding myself. We got to do it better. We got to improve. We got to get it right. We got to take a breath. Go easy. It's not the end of the world. Whatever you need to do, just pause for a second. Let's refocus and give yourself a little bit of a break, right? You know, little stuff like this, again, tangible, small things you can put into practice today as you listen to this podcast in your car, at the gym, or wherever it is. Next up on my list, let's limit the social media, right? Let's limit some of the consumption on the social media to outside of following the unlicensed counselor and all that amazing content that they're putting out there as well, too. I heard that laugh from in here, just so you know, right? Reduce your social exposure, your social media exposure, to avoid the influence of, you know, these kind of warped realities. I mean, people are showing you the positive, all the great stuff that they're doing, right? Meanwhile, it's in a fake studio on a fake plane and something like that, on a fake trip and a green screen. Like, Just limit it. Dial it back. I'm not saying none. That's unrealistic. I enjoy a little bit of social media time as well, too. But understand it for what it is. And, you know, if you're walking around thinking your expectation is to do all these mind hacks and biohacks and da-da-da-da-da and, you know, X your income and all this type of thing, that's not gonna leave you in a much happier place, right? It can skew your perception and expectations of life and success. So let's keep that in mind. And then last one on my list, and this one is, I think, super important, is learn to say no, right? Just learn to say no on this. You know, recognize your limits. It is essential, I believe. Refusing commitments that do not align with your priorities or capacity helps in managing realistic expectations and reduces your stress. So look, we can't do everything. And there's one person in my life that popping right to my head where it's just like, we'll just say yes to everything that comes along. And you know what their life looks like? And they shall remain nameless. Just hurried, stressed, rushing from one thing to the next thing, always on the phone, never fully present, bouncing from here to the next thing, difficult to talk, difficult to text with. You like engage in their sphere, and I just feel like the anxiety kind of, it's almost permeable to me. And I'm just like, they say no to nothing. They try and get to everything and are never fully present at anything. And to me, that is just, that's not a way of life. I mean, that is just all of a sudden you blink and you may be present physically with your kids, but you're not really there. You're focused on your job. You're focused on the phone. You're focused on the 100 messages and emails that you got to get to. So learning to say no is really going to help manage your expectations, and I think is really going to help you reduce stress in your life too. And then I'll throw in the bonus one that I always throw in here as well too. You know, if it's become overwhelming, obviously seek some help. Get a counselor, go to a therapist. You know, if this podcast doesn't help solve all your problems, you know, maybe go to somebody and sit down with them and have a conversation. Like, hey, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. You know, I've got all these expectations. I'm constantly disappointed, frustrated, angry, irritable. Like, how can I make some inroads and start to make progress on really kind of getting through this a little bit better, a little bit more effectively, right? So those are just some tips and tricks on how to kind of manage expectations a little bit more effectively. And let me throw in another quote here as we're getting ready to close the show. You know, expectations were like fine pottery. The harder you held them, the more likely they are to crack. You know, this is from some person named Brandon Sanderson in The Way of Kings. I just thought it was interesting. You know, there is a lot around expectations. I think it's one of these things in our life that we all do a lot of and maybe are not fully conscious of and how we do that. I know I was not. And now that I am, it's like, you know, a little light bulb kind of pops on over the head. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, if I'm constantly having these expectations that are being unmet and I'm walking around irritated and frustrated, but that's on me to change. That's on me to change. And once you kind of get through the fog and see that a little bit more clearly in your life, I think that you'll find reduced stress, increased happiness. That's a good thing in life. So if you think of somebody in your life that maybe is going through this, send them this episode. You can hit the three little dots and share this episode directly. Text it to them. They can listen to it while they're in the car. Maybe you can have a conversation around it. So hope you got a lot out of it. I know I did. And as always, enjoy our time together. My name is Steve Moak. I am the Unlicensed Counselor. Until next time, thank you very much.